And I actually missed the deadline in 2012, like I said in my email too. I actually did miss it. And that PC was more nicer to me, I guess.
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it for a full paper deadline once. And for fast. And the but the next day when we requested for an exception, they did agree. After a little bit of explanation, we had to explain what happened. But then they did agree, even for a full paper. So I was very surprised that they won't let the abstract in. It's unexpected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's something for us to be more careful about next time, I guess.
Just to put things much earlier and then later on, we can always keep refining until the deadline,
Right. Right. It's true. Okay, so so Leo, you had some updates that I think you should share, right?
Right. So I did some work on the evaluation section, adding some little bit of extra information about the workloads and some of my analysis of the workload. So I push all the changes, everything to be in the repository.
All of the data.
Yes.
Yeah.
I still have to address one of the comments in the introduction. I think in the introduction there's a comment requesting.
Yeah, it's a summary paragraph.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I need to work on that.
I think that paragraph will probably change, but we need to have something as a starting point.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So that's what I have. Perhaps we should agree on the next venue, what's the next strategy, what's the next steps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a good idea too. I think, Swami, you had a suggestion for Usenix annual tech, right? But it's several months away.
That's the next conference, right? Do you know if anything is in between now and ATC?
Yeah, I think the Eurus is the last one during during the year. And I can't think of anything else either besides the Usenix annual tech, but I mean, if we come across anything, if I do come across anything that I feel is relevant, I'll let you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Nisha and I both are open to any conference that you want to submit.
Yeah, agreed. And same here. And I think we should continue to meet on a regular basis and make sure that we push things along and make progress. There is a risk of forgetting what we need to do for this paper.
Yeah. So ATC is on
Feb 3rd. Oh, February this year?
Yeah.
Wow. Usually it's...
Typically it's Jan first week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it is third year.
Unusual.
Okay. So it seems that we'll agree that ATC is a good venue, unless we find something else that is sooner.
Yeah. I mean, February is 4 months away at least.
Okay. I believe the only piece that we're missing from the evaluation is the analysis of the energy consumption.
Well, I think we should also feel free to think about, you know, and now that we have a little bit more time, how we can perhaps strengthen the evaluation further.
Right. Swami and Nisha, I have a question for you guys. Is it possible for us that now that we have a little bit of extra time to find some sort of arrangement so that I can access the machine as SanDisk? I think that will make the running the experiments a lot easier.
Yes, I think definitely. Now that we have a bit more time, we should explore that. So I think the issue I had was that the machines we have are on our intranet. Having you, whether remotely or locally here, you know, access our internet unsupervised is against the company's policy. So I think there's a couple of options. So previously I had suggested to Swami that we ship you a machine And we thought that was not going to be feasible in the time frame. But now that we have more time, that may be the least painful for all involved, because that way you'll have the machine, you know, on site. There's clearly no internet issues. We'll scrub it. We'll make sure it's clean before it goes out. And they'll be on loan, and I'll make sure the end agent knows that. And that way you don't have, you won't be restricted at all in the hours that you use it, and you won't be dependent on any networking. The other option is to have you come here, and we'll set up a machine that's separate from the network, you know, and we can have you sit and do it. That one's a little trickier, and also for many reasons probably suboptimal, because then you'd only be able to work on it when you're here, and, you know.
Right. Yeah.
So I think the shipping machine, the machine sounds like, given that now we're talking about a target in February,
yeah,
feel like shipping the machine is the optimal choice.
Yeah. So other option that we talked about, again, I don't know how painful, how easy is it, is almost like non-zero paid thing, or even a 1 hour a week paid thing, just for the sake of it, so that Leo has, becomes a contractor at SanDisk. And then as a result, since he's actually legally employed in the SanDisk, he's easy to access the intranet. But again,
I think the dilemma is that if you work 1 hour a week, I think that can be made to up. But if you work more than an hour a week and we don't pay you,
yeah,
that puts us in a weird place. So my point is, if you work more than an hour a week and, you know, we pay you, then I'm going to have to budget that. If we don't pay you, I think we'd be in a bad place, just because we would not be honoring our contractual obligations. So all in all, probably the best way to do it is, let me explain to kind of, you got Dan to ship, so Dan is our business person.
Yeah.
You got Dan to ship a card, right?
I didn't ship the card, because the problem is, it's also could be that he's running on a desktop machine. So it's both card plus desktop, so I wasn't sure about it.
Right.
So that's why I didn't ship it, because I thought it'd be easy to get him an access, or at least we work together to set up the machine so I can run the test here.
Okay. No, the reason I'm asking was not about whether the whether the card was actually shipped. It's more like Dan understood why we were to ship him the card.
Yeah, he understood.
So I think what I'm saying is, by the same argument, let's tell Dan that we need to ship him a machine.
Yeah.
You know, and that would make it everything easier. That way he can work any hours he wants. There's no more paperwork.
Yeah.
And it's a loaner machine.
Okay.
Let me see if that I can... Let me try that.
Yeah, sure.
And I think that may be the most, you know...
Yeah.
Fail in that, we'll look at the contractor option.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Does that work for you, Leo?
Yeah, either way works for me. And about the contract, I don't have to have any monetary compensation for that. You guys will have to work with technicalities, but either way, the machine here or the contract, I think both ways will allow me to have the resources that I need to get this done.
I think the only detail that I see here is that if he's able to access the machines at Fusion, he could potentially use more than one machine.
And I
don't know if that is correct or not.
That is correct, and that would require him to be in some form or the other an employee.
Right. I'm okay either way. I think given that we have significant amount of time, maybe, you know, although you cannot parallelize work across multiple machines as in the ideal case, it might still be okay. Because
right.
We have the time.
Yeah. The other option, Swami, is we can, starting next year, we can hire Leo as a 2-month intern.
Okay.
So, and 2 months is simply because that's the amount of time between the start of the year and the deadline. But my point is, our intern allocation budget kicks in start of the fiscal calendar year.
A month intern, yeah.
So we can hire him as a month to 2 month intern, or for whatever is the duration between the 1st of January and the deadline of the paper.
Okay.
That's another option.
But ideally, I think, again, I'm just talking about hypothetical situations. Ideally, we should all be done before Jan.
Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you our
options. Exactly.
Yeah.
Worst comes to it, if you think you want to do it, then do it. But ideally, it would be nice if you can actually finish this and think about the next paper or something.
Oh, yeah.
Next time, we could actually
start
and work on it.
Yeah. The problem I have, Leo, is that it's not whether, you know, you have a desire to get paid. It's that for our legal policies to kick in, we have to be honorable with respect to paying you. So which means we have to pay you, and if you work more hours, we have to pay you for the hours you work.
Yeah. So it's more tricky than we thought.
Yeah. So
I think for now, I think we'll try to ship a machine, and while we work on, finish this paper and then work on the next one, then we can figure out what to do for it. I mean, it's different when it comes to that.
Yeah, actually,
so how about we do this? We start by shipping you a machine. You know, in early December, let's see where we're at. If it looks like hiring you as an intern through the month of January would help, we can try to do that.
Okay. Another good thing about having the machine here is that most likely we should be able to put in a public IP or give you access to the machine. So if we were to run into any troubles, you guys could always log in and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that helps. Sounds good. So that sounds like a plan. Now, with respect to the more specific issue of power consumption based, you know, that we were running into issues, does this machine, having this machine here, solve all of that?
I think that's the assumption, yes.
Okay.
So basically what we will do is we'll first have the car, put the machine, measure the power consumption, make sure that the things actually work, and then we'll ship it to you so that when you have it, there's no non-determinism about having the ability to measure power. That's the plan, at least I have now.
Okay. And I think there were also some issues with how, you know, the performance numbers we were collecting with this, with our existing setup, which Leo was explaining to me that
there
were some issues with that.
One of the examples is that in the experiment that we increased the number of pulls, we were expecting the performance to keep growing, but after 4 pulls, it was starting to decrease. For write, that was not the case for read.
Right, because there were 4 pulls.
So when we did an earlier pool measurement and stuff, we actually didn't see such degradation in performance. So one of the things that we can actually do is with the powerful machine, we can see whether it's a CPU bottleneck, IO bottleneck, and see why it actually dropped on the performance.
And if it wasn't that we only saw the performance bottleneck and the multi-instance level DB did not, or the multi-instance level DB was already bottlenecked before any of this happened?
I think the one, either the write or the read, I don't remember which one, it continued to increase. Of course, the speed at which it was increasing was very low.
With level, you're talking about
level DB, yes.
Yeah.
The other one seems to be very flat, almost at the beginning.
So neither of them scaled very well, is what you're saying.
No, but at least in one of them, if you were to extrapolate the function, you would predict that it would continue to grow. At least one of them. I don't know if this was the race or the right, but one of them was growing as we increase the number of instances.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to say. Still, there's a significant gap in performance, either at the highest number of pools and instances between level DB and MBNKB.
Okay. But the trend lines are such that level DB is going up and MBNKB seems to be coming down.
Yes. So you could speculate that at some point they both would cross or something like that.
Hmm. And do we get to go to that point?
No, we don't get to get to that point. I think we stop at 128 instances, 128 points.
Okay. And that's quite a bit of pools already, right?
And quite a bit of instances.
And you probably will need to go all the way to 1024 or, you know, 2K or
maybe
4K instances before the crossover happens. If it does.
If it does.
Interesting. Okay. So, in the meanwhile, while the machine shows up, I guess we can focus on the writing aspects of the paper.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, Swami, do you have any suggestions for how we can move forward with the writing? I mean, it's not super urgent anymore, but...
but it's actually make progress so that we don't actually lose the momentum that we have so far.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. To Swami's point, let's try to get as much of it done before the end of the year as possible.
Yeah, ideally it'll be nice if you actually finish this up and think about something else to do too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
For everyone's time management.
Yeah. So I did pass at section 3. I've done half of it. Then because of all these things, I just paused it. So I'll actually continue this and send out some early version of 3 and 4. So Nisha, you can take over those sections, and we can continue polishing in the background. So let's actually make sure, let's actually, like you said, Ray, let's actually have the weekly meetings and then make sure that we make progress every week so that we get to the deadline in a much comfortable and also be happy about the version of the paper that we're going to submit.
Yeah.
So I have, I'm being a little selfish here, but Leo, is there any chance that I can convince you to submit your caching code to the open source? Because I also, now that, you know, first of all, I would like that in general, and secondly, it would be very cool for the paper.
Misha, yeah, absolutely. The only reason why I haven't done that is because of the lack of time being one factor, and the other one is because the code is not very clean in terms of the style of the code that one code has and the other one. Remember that this is code that I borrowed from LevelDB. It would be very good to merge the two codes. Although, there's another thing, which is that we were experimenting some issues with the caching code. We still haven't figured out whether it's in the actual cache code or in the benchmark on the way it uses the cache code. But absolutely.
No, I thought we fixed that bug.
No.
It still crashes once in a while?
Yes. It works when the workload is generated by YCSB, but when we use the benchmark application that comes with NBAKB, which was written by the people at SanDisk, that one crashes whenever we enable the read cache. But yes, the short answer is yes, we absolutely should do that. I think the code will benefit from that.
It crashes in the same place even after the getting rid of the short circuiting logic?
Yeah.
In the same place.
Yeah.
I think so.
No, yes. I'm just thinking that I know it will benefit for sure. I also think that the paper would get a certain kind of coolness factor from it. So
yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Let's do that. Yeah. Yes. Let's do that.
Yeah, I agree. It would be good to add that in the paper. The only thing is that we have to be careful about the submitted version versus the final version, because submission is probably going to be anonymous.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in the final version, we can certainly talk about. Because if they go to the code base, they'll see who the author is and.
So maybe what we could do is we could just simply say that this code has been open source.
Yeah.
In the final version of the paper, we will provide a link to it.
Yeah.
That way, the reviewer can, you know, get all the positive benefits of knowing that it's been open source, but they don't, you know. But we're not providing any, any kind of link to what, you know, help them find the author.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah. So Raju, would you like me to do a class over the week, next few days, or how would you like to do this?
Well, section 1 and 2, I'm pretty much done for the moment. So if you want to take those two,
Sure. Let me do that then.
Yeah,
okay.
And then Swami, I think, is working on 3, 4, and 5. And after he's done, I can do a revision of those. And in the meanwhile, Leo is still working on pushing changes to 6, right? Or you're done with that?
I think I'm done with the evaluation, yeah.
Okay, so then what I'll probably do next is work on 6 and then wait for Swami to tell me when to work on 3, 4, 5. In the meanwhile,
sure.
Nisha, you can work on 1 and 2.
Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay, great. Is there anything else?
Not that I can think of.